You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Some cuts to water protection and an increase in money for the private firm providing food for state prisoners are a couple of things making their way through the Michigan legislature. Here to talk about that are Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican majority leader in the state Senate, and Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator in the House. Ken, Paul Egan with the Detroit Free Press reports that Florida-based Trinity Services Group was hit with a nearly $2.5 million in contract penalties for inadequate staffing levels and other problems. But a House Budget Subcommittee has just approved a $4 million increase for Trinity on its contract. Most people who don't do an adequate job don't usually get a raise. Why is this happening?
Well, on the surface, this, you know, obviously doesn't sound good. But actually, the contract that you're talking about is, I think, a fairly decent one. It's a multi-year contract. It has modest inflationary increases year by year, but then it has penalties in it.
Yeah, it's a three-year contract, right?
Yeah, it's a three-year contract, modest inflationary increases every year, but then it's performance-based. So there are penalties if you don't meet certain metrics, and that's what you see happening here. The increase is the inflationary increase that that's in the contract. The penalties that you're talking about are the performance-based piece of the contract, and they're being penalized because they haven't met certain metrics. So when you look at it from that perspective, I think it's a pretty decent contract.
Vicki, the state signed a $158 million three-year contract in 2015. It'll be increased, as we said. Of course, it replaced Aramac, which had a number of problems, including reports of maggots in the kitchen. Aramac's contract was a $145 million three-year contract. This price is rising. Is private food services in Michigan's prisons still saving money for taxpayers?
They say it is. I just don't see the value of using private contractors in our prisons. We've had so many problems ever since we went to privatization that actually many of our guards are being moved to help in the kitchens and to help serve the food because the contractors are not coming in with skilled enough labor, with people who know what they're doing, and they're running roughshod. They're being run roughshod by the prisoners. So we're still using guards, taking them off their normal duty to go into the prison's kitchen when we're serving food. I just don't see how this is helping in the long run. The for-profit companies are skimping on the food. In fact, ever since we went to privatization, we've also stopped buying from local vendors and food vendors in Michigan. So this is actually costing local businesses a lot of money, as well as all of the problems we've had in our correction system with food service. Small portions, the problems with gangs forming, moving guards into the kitchen service to protect the workers and to make sure that everything runs smoothly, cuts in fresh fruits and vegetables. It's just been a mess, and it's not working.
I'll make one small point there. The Department of Corrections disputes the fact that gangs have taken over the kitchens. So just in the interest of fairness, I'll mention that. Ken, after the Flint water debacle, the governor is concerned about lead in the water. The House and Senate subcommittees approved budget proposals that cut Governor Ricks' proposed funding for the Department of Environmental Quality. One part of it was $2.6 million to cut enforcement of the Safe Drinking Water Act as it pertains to lead in drinking water. Another $15 million for addressing contaminated sites around the state. What's the legislature thinking?
Well, I think what you're seeing is in most department budgets proposed by the governor, both the House and the Senate are trying to find some savings. So these cuts to the DEQ proposal from the governor are not, in one respect, unique. And they're trying to basically find enough money to position themselves for some kind of tax cut. Now, on the DEQ cuts specifically, Republicans are in a tough spot. They've got to figure out a way to defend those cuts in the sense they're not going to compromise environmental protection, particularly focused on the drinking water issue. And you're right. Given what happened in Flint, I think Republicans are in a difficult spot if they think they can defend various cuts to that particular program, meaning drinking water protection. But they're looking for money for a tax cut.
Well, just the optics of that seem pretty interesting. Vicki, Michigan has this black eye because of lead contamination in Flint. Internationally, Michigan's known for cars, Detroit bankruptcy, and Flint's contaminated water. So why would you cut funding for dealing with lead in drinking water?
I don't know what's in the minds of the legislature. Again, I think Ken is correct. They're trying to find enough money to follow through on their tax cuts. On the other hand, you have a governor that has been really knocked down many pegs because of the Flint water crisis, and he's trying to reclaim a legacy. The fact is, we do have contaminated water throughout the state, not just in Flint. In fact, in Birmingham and in several school districts, we found higher than allowable levels of lead and copper in many of the sinks in laboratories and throughout the schools in Oakland County, so much so that the Oakland County Democratic commissioners are trying to find $500,000 to test all drinking water in Oakland County's public school system and in the nursery schools and the private support for early childhood schools. So it is a problem. I don't know how the legislature can defend cost cutting in these particular programs.
That's Vicki Barnett. She's a Democrat, a former mayor of Farmington Hills, and a former legislator. Ken Sikkema is a Republican, senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants, and a former legislative leader. Thanks, both of you. Have a nice weekend.
You too.
Thank you.